This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. Disney's mega hit, Beauty and the Beast, is ruling the world. Its total is well past $700 million in just 3 weeks. Also, Kong Skull Island is doing very well, and in China, it's huge. The previous weekend, Kong took in $119 million internationally, and $93 million of it came from China. That's the second biggest opening there after Resident Evil. Kong's worldwide total has now passed $400 million. Apes, good. Apes, very, very good. The 75th Annual Golden Globe Awards will be held on Sunday, January 7th, 2018. The ceremony will again be produced by Dick Clark Productions and air live on NBC Coast to Coast. The network's telecast of the 74th Globe ceremony in January averaged 20 million viewers. That was an 8% gain on 2015's numbers, while the annual Oscars telecast, a much higher rated program overall, hit a 9-year low on February 26th. Huh, maybe the Kardashians should host. Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner are continuing to co-parent their three kids and just spend a nice day with them. The family was seen leaving church together in the Brentwood section of town. Ben recently completed a stay in a rehab facility for alcohol addiction. The marriage broke up after Ben was caught cheating with their nanny, but rumors are swirling that a reunion may be in the works. Hey, I wonder if Ben is doing all the house cleaning now. A throng of friends, family, and fans paid tribute to Carrie Fisher and Debbie Reynolds at a memorial service at Forest Lawn Cemetery. The tribute spanned decades of Hollywood history with a hip-hop version of Singin' in the Rain, scores of candid family photographs, and an appearance by R2-D2. My mother didn't like funerals and memorials. She liked shows, said Todd Fisher, who organized the tribute to his mother and sister. Wow, the only thing missing was mother and daughter being shot out of a cannon. After her stint on American Horror Story Hotel and Roanoke, Lady Gaga was the fan favorite and highly rumored choice to play Donatella Versace in creator Ryan Murphy's other anthology series, American Crime Story. However, that part has officially gone to Penelope Cruz. The Academy Award-nominated actress from Spain has been in the business since she was 15. Congrats to Penelope. Fear the Walking Dead showrunner Dave Erickson will step down after the show's upcoming third season in order to develop projects under a new overall deal with AMC Studios. Erickson will still serve as an executive producer on the Walking Dead spinoff series. Fear the Walking Dead has become the number two drama series in ad-supported cable, behind only The Walking Dead. Ah, zombies. They take our minds off these crazy times we're in. And that's not fake news. Rapper Fetty Wap got robbed in his hometown of Paterson, New Jersey. It sparked a shootout which sent three people to the hospital. Sources tell us Fetty had a chain and cash snatched. The police were called around 5 a.m. over a fight with shots fired, and when they arrived, they located two guys nearby with gunshot wounds. One was shot in the leg and another in his torso. A third man checked himself into the hospital soon after. Fetty was not one of the gunshot victims. Good, because he's already missing one eye. Yikes! Speaking of hip-hop, rapper and former member of the Fugees, Wyclef Jean, was handcuffed and briefly detained by deputies in L.A. after matching the description of the suspect of a nearby robbery. Jean posted a series of tweets, including a video of the detainment, and the L.A. County Sheriff's Department has now offered an apology to the Grammy Award-winning artist. The suspect the authorities were looking for was arrested elsewhere. Last week, The Weeknd rented out a theater so that he and Selena Gomez could have a date night. Now, the couple flew to Sao Paulo, Brazil, and that's after a trip to his hometown of Toronto, Canada. The Weeknd's currently on his Starboy World Tour and has 3 dates in South America for Lollapalooza. Brazil, BR, he tweeted, showing his excitement for being in the country. Just before leaving for Brazil, Selena surprised a group of teens at a Coach Foundation event here in LA. Let's hope this relationship lasts. Selena needs a good guy after Justin Bieber. Sheesh! The recorded conversation between Harrison Ford and the tower at John Wayne International Airport after the actor mistakenly landed on the taxiway has become public. Harrison informed the tower, quote, "I'm the schmuck who landed on the taxiway," unquote. But hey, guess what? You can be a schmuck one day and flying again and again if you're Harrison Ford. His wife Calista Flockhart and son Liam were passengers in the twin-engine jet Harrison flew from Santa Monica Airport this week. So I guess they're not nervous to fly with him? Speaking of flying, United Airlines is getting a ton of backlash after not allowing 2 girls to fly because they were wearing leggings. The young passengers, one of whom was reportedly 10, were forced to change before boarding a flight. Meanwhile, celebs like Chrissy Teigen made their opinions on the matter known. Chrissy said, quote, "I have flown United before with literally no pants on, just a top as a dress. Next time, I will wear only jeans and a scarf," unquote. Chrissy, could you let us know in advance what flight you'll be on next? The Trash Bin. Black China dragged Tyga over the coals on Snapchat, posting that he hadn't paid any child support for their 4-year-old son. Oh, what else did she rant about? Well, she said that she has more money in her bank account than he does. She also accused him of cheating on the Kardashian he's been going out with, Kylie Jenner. And China also posted the address to her lashed bar store and wrote she's waiting to discuss everything. Okay, Tyga, hurry over there. Baby mama's waiting to kick your ass.
The news wrap-up.
A Chinese court overturned a 2016 ruling that said Apple had violated design patents of a small Chinese company now out of business. China is willing to pay scientists 15% more in compensation to lure them away from the U.S. Uber has suspended tests of self-driving vehicles after a crash in Arizona. SoundCloud has raised $70 million in debt funding.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Boss Baby remains at the top for a second week.
The number one album.
It's Drake's More Life. It's number one for the 3rd week.
The number one app.
It's Minecraft Pocket Edition. Again and again.
The number one fiction book.
The Black Book by James Patterson and David Ellis is the best-selling book.
Old Dominion is a country band that hails from Nashville, Tennessee, but don't typecast them. They're a lot more than just a country music band. Their music is considered contemporary country with rock instrumentation thrown in and has pop and hip-hop overtones. They released their first self-titled EP in 2014 and a studio album followed shortly after. Then, opening for Kenny Chesney on a stadium tour exposed them to hundreds of thousands of music fans. Now they've just released their new single and we like it a lot. Here's Old Dominion with the song of the week, No Such Thing as a Broken Heart.
Cry when it hurts, laugh when it's funny, chase after the dream, don't chase after the money. And no, we got each other, that's what's up. 'Cause you can't keep the ground from shaking. No matter how hard you try, you can't keep the sunsets from fading. You gotta treat your life like you're jumping off a rope swing, baby, 'cause the whole thing's really just a shot in the dark. You gotta love like there's no such thing as a broken heart. You gotta love like there's no such thing as a broken heart. You gotta love.
That was Old Dominion with the song of the week, No Such Thing as a Broken Heart. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening this week in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.